Thanks for listening to the Life Church Boise Weekly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Mark Board. For any other messages or other resources, please visit us at lcboise.com.
Good. All right, there you are. Now I can see you. Good to have everybody here. Hope you're all doing well. If you come in because you're not doing well, you came to the right place. And there is help here. And the Lord is our help. And He is our answer. Amen. And good deal. Good deal. Tonight, first Wednesday, healing service. All right? All right? So we're going to minister along those lines tonight, along the lines of God's healing power and to restore, to, you know, overcome sickness, disease, physical ailments and problems. If you've come tonight in specific need of that, good for you. If you came just to, you know, be stirred up and sustain what you already are walking in, you're already healthy, then that would be, this would be preventative and to keep you strong and healthy. It's not just about your diet. It's about your faith. It's about what you believe. It's about how you think. Those things are very, very important. Maybe you're here just, you know, assisting or supporting someone else who has a great need. And or you're just here for other people in general. Anyway, no matter what the case is, let's just have united hearts, be of single purpose, and let's deal with business. Amen? If you're feeling strong and everything's good and you're living in the victory, praise God for that. I'm thankful for that. I'm happy for you. But right at the same time, there may be individuals right around you that are in a really rough situation. All right? Now, don't be sad for them. Be happy for them. How many know being down with someone doesn't help them? Huh? I mean, reaching down to bring them up, yes. But we stay in a position of joy and faith on their behalf, all right? But we acknowledge and we're aware that some people are really hurting and they're in a bad situation, or maybe they've received a bad medical report of doom and not much hope. We're here to offer just the opposite. Amen. Hope where there is no hope. Someone said, "Well, I don't want you to get their hopes up." Well, that's what we do here, though. It's not false hope, because this is in God. He is rock solid. Okay, I'm not talking about putting your trust and confidence in something that's flimsy and may or may not, you can't count on Him. I'm talking about putting your trust in someone who you can trust. He's faithful every single time. Amen? And so tonight we are going to have a demonstration, an operation of God's power. He is going to use us and work through our hands. Miracles, healings, diseases will die. Bam! Pains will leave. Non-functioning body parts will be revived and start to function. Whether they've been damaged or whether they were birth defects, it'll all take place right here. Okay? And that's because God is here. It's because He's faithful. Amen. And why do we get results? And we're seeing some really cool things happen. I mean, just some outstanding healings and moves of God's Spirit. Why do we get results? One reason is that we're not trying to get God to do something. Okay? We're working together with Him. We do not approach healing or any other subject, for that matter, as if there's God and there's us and we're trying to get God to do something for us. I mean, think about the almighty power and ability of God. If He doesn't want to do something and you're trying to get Him to do something that He doesn't want to do, good luck with that. But what we're doing is cooperating with Him. So this is one of the greatest reasons why we are successful and why we can get the sick healed. because we're not doing it alone. It's not us. We don't heal people of our own strength and power and might or holiness or anything of that nature. But it is God working with us and working in us and through us. And all things are possible with God. Amen? And so it's not difficult. And healing, by the way, is His idea. Isn't that interesting what you guys do over there, those nice little healing services? And that's a good idea. No, it's a God idea. We didn't come up with it. And if it were just our idea, we would not have the results that we have. We wouldn't actually see people healed. We'd go through a lot of religious motion, but there wouldn't be any change. But it's not our idea. Like we said, this is God's idea. It's His plan. All I'm trying to do, and I'll take a few minutes right now to do so, is to help you think like God thinks about this very thing. I want to help individuals to see healing and see sickness, disease His way. See it like He sees it. And when we do, we're already down the road a good ways to seeing a full recovery and victory over these situations. Now, it's very important that we know where we stand in God's timeline. We should recognize that on the earth, there have been, you know, thousands of years of human existence, and we are living in a particular period of time that is unique. It's all that we know, okay? But it is unique when you look at history. In fact, most of our Bible, as far as you know, if you just cut it in half, half is not half, really, because we got an Old Testament and a New Testament. Even our New Testament, some of it was in the Old Testament. You know what I'm talking about? Most of our Bible was in a different period of time than ours. And the biggest difference is that it was this. A lot of it was written before Christ. In other words, before God redeemed us by the blood of His Son. And so because of that fact, the Lord dealt differently. He was the same, but He dealt differently with mankind based upon the sin nature, the sin condition. There wasn't even though God wanted it to be, there wasn't always an ability, an open door for Him to show grace and kindness towards people because sin required justice, you know? And when Jesus came to the cross, this allowed God to kind of be Himself toward us. In other words, what He always wanted to do, to embrace us and bless and, you know, and blot out sin and not hold things against us, because of the sacrifice of the cross and what Jesus did, He was able to. And see, that's the time we live in. We live in this period called what's called the dispensation of grace or the church age. It's a very special time. And again, we're living after God purchased our redemption through the blood of Jesus. Ephesians 1 verse 7 reads this way, "In Him," Jesus, Him, "we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Now notice that language. It says, "In Him we have this." Not "in Him we hope to get this." Not where we're really wanting God to do this for us, and wouldn't that be nice? No, in Christ, we have it, okay? Now, again, majority of our Bible, as far as quantity there, that wasn't the case. For thousands of years, people lived. Some of them sought after God, some of them didn't. But some of them had a relationship with God to the degree that they could. Some of them didn't. But that wasn't the case, that they had redemption, that they had forgiveness of sins. It was something they wanted, something they hoped for, something they looked to down the road. We were born in this time period, this age, and basically it's available for everyone on demand. Amen. Some of you might recall the days of getting videos and movies and stuff where you had to go down to the store and rent them. Anybody remember that? Nope, not a person. I remember. Might date me a little bit, but what you don't only went to rent the VHS tape, you also rented the machine that played it, because you didn't have a VCR in your house. I mean, not many people did. So you rent the machine and the movie together. Thank God for on demand, huh? And nowadays you can just, you know, select it and it starts downloading, and you can get things quick. Well, likewise, the power of God, the healing power of God, all the blessings of God are available on demand. Why? They're in the cloud, right? They're available. They've already been uploaded through the cross, and now they're just there. Anyone can log in at any time. Password is Jesus, right? You can log in at any time and say, I'll take one of these and one of these. And what happens? Bam, it starts downloading right into you. Why? Because of the time in which we live, we're past the cross. We're not waiting to be purchased. Our redemption is not hanging in the balance, but waiting on anything else. You just need to download it into you, because it's already here, because it's already been made available. Hallelujah. Amen. And so people sometimes might ask questions like, will God heal me? Well, will God forgive you? I mean, the answer to the question is that from God's perspective, these blessings are already settled. You're not living in the Old Testament. You're not living in that first part of the first big two-thirds of the Bible. You're living in the last third of the Bible. Okay? In this time period, we don't ask questions. Now, I know people do because they don't know, and I get that, but that's why we're talking. We don't ask questions like, will God heal me? Why? We already did. Will God forgive me? Well, I mean, I can answer the question, yes. But why? Well, because he put your sin on Jesus on the cross. Will he heal me? Well, yes. Well, why? Because he did in Jesus on the cross. We live after the cross. It's very important that we maintain a post-cross mentality, a post-redemption, already been purchased mentality. Therefore, when I go to the Lord, I'm not trying to get him to do something. I'm simply acknowledging what he already did and downloading. Click. Amen. And so, because of this, because of the fact that God already decided to forgive all of our sins and heal all of our diseases, there is no decision-making that is involved in this process now. It's not I seek and then God decides. No, we happen to live in a time where God decided before we were born. What did he decide? Anybody want to know? He decided, yes. And he really did. He decided yes, and it was independent of you and me. Independent of any of our particular decisions in life, choices, right or wrong. He decided this before we showed up. The answer would be yes. You might be familiar with the scripture over in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It's verse 20. It reads, for all the promises of God in him who? Him, Jesus, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So that tells us whatever is promised us is in Christ now because of the time we live in. So before we ever showed up, before you ever went to ask or make a statement of faith, the answer prior to you ever doing that was yes. So God doesn't even have to think about it. I mean, not that an all-knowing person would really have to think about it, but Yes or no? No, yes. So you start to ask, and yes. You start to inquire, and yes. You go to lay hands on someone, yes. Why? Because it was preordained that the answer would be yes. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I like that answer. There is no chance of a no. No opportunity for me to be denied. And when you know in your heart that there is no chance of a denial, when you know in your heart and it is forever settled in heaven that God's answer toward you is yes, oh, what confidence rises up. What confidence to come before him. What confidence to act on his word and say, oh, this is looking good. Things are turning up already. I found out God's answer to me before I even asked. His answer is yes. Hallelujah. And so, we don't want to turn a past tense accomplishment into a future tense uncertainty. There need not be any uncertainty about what will happen because of the certainty of what already happened. And because he already did it, I can relax. I encourage you. Chill. It's already done. You can't even mess that up. I don't know about you, but I kind of like that thought, that I can't mess this thing up, because I probably would have. I can't undo what's already been done. No matter how many times I've blown it or thought wrong or believed wrong or flaked out or went carnal or whatever, I can't undo Jesus on the cross, Jesus raised from the dead, and God's desire to show grace and favor toward me and having a legal right to do it. So that means even if I have blown it, man, I don't mean it's okay, but I can turn back to him. And what's his answer? Yes, I can look back to the Lord, and he's still my help. He's not against me. He's not. Why? He has a legal channel, a right to forgive, to wash, to cleanse, and to bless again and again and again. I mean, and if Jesus even taught his disciples, when they said, Lord, how many times should we forgive? Up to 7 times in a day? And what did he say? He said, 7 times 70, or 70 times 7, a lot, in one day. I think we're good with God, aren't we? I think we're okay. Amen. Now, again, I like to focus on this word. It's the word done. D-O-N-E. Done. What does it mean? Well, that word is usually used with, you know, past tense verbs to indicate absoluteness or completion. And when I find that from God's perspective, my sins done, taken care of. When I find out from God's perspective, any curse done, defeated. When I find out from God's perspective that sickness and disease, when coming against my body, done, then I have a different mindset when approaching that subject and a physical need in my body. There is no question. It is a statement of absolute certainty. It guarantees completion. Amen. The Bible tells us, I know I'm not having you look up a lot of scriptures, you're welcome to if you want, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it reads there, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, why has he sat down? When do you sit? You sit when it's done. If it's not done, get off your rear end and get up and do something. Right? Isn't that? I mean, if someone's on the job and they're sitting down and work's not done, get up. Why did Jesus sit? Well, not that he was tired. Again, he retained all his godness once he was resurrected. It's like he didn't go, "Father, I'm tired. Got a chair?" His being seated was a message to us. His being seated was a statement of position, a statement of accomplishment, a statement of being finished. The work is completed. It is done. What? They are redeemed. I have finished the job. I have purchased their redemption. I have purchased their salvation. I took stripes for their healing. They are now fixed. Now anyone can download it. All across the globe, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That word saved includes your healing. Amen. Amen. You're familiar probably with 1 Peter 2:24. If not, write it down, look it up. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself being Jesus again, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Again, it gives us a picture, an understanding of the tense of the time in which we live. Are we waiting for it to happen? No. In fact, now it's not only present, it's not even really present tense as far as happening, it's past tense because we live after the cross, and so he says, you were healed. When was you? You were when Jesus went to the cross, took stripes, was raised from the dead. Amen. And so all of this really works the same way as salvation. How many know today any person can say to the Lord, any person on the planet can say, Jesus, I believe that you are the Savior of the world. And because of that, I make you my Savior. And what happens? They're born again. Just like that, God's resurrection power comes inside of them, and they're reborn. And how many know it works the same way? Someone, anyone on the planet can say, Jesus, I believe that you are the healer, and therefore I make you my healer. Hey, come on now, make it personal. Some have made him their Savior, and really it's all included in that, but they've segregated it, and they've not realized that this was also a part of the package, and they made him their Savior, and so they're going to heaven, their sins are washed away. They didn't know they could also make him their healer. But I tell you, just same way as you got born again and you received the forgiveness of sins, you can say, Jesus, you are the healer. I believe you did it. You took the curse for me. And so I make you my healer. And I'll walk in victory. Amen, amen, amen. Our part in this equation today is called appropriation. All right? Appropriation. Appropriation means basically that you are going to take something for your own use. If I'm going to appropriate, I'm going to acknowledge something that is. I'm going to acknowledge that the Lord has done this for all people. I being one of those people, I say, it's done. It is. Jesus already did it. I'm not praying to put Jesus back on the cross, take a couple extra stripes for my healing. I believe that it's already finished. It's already done. I'm going to take that for my own personal use. That's called appropriation. And so what we do in this time frame in which we live is we simply use what the Lord has provided. He made available, we access it. I'm going to take one of these, I'm going to take one of these, I'm going to apply this to my life. I take this, it's for me. Thank you, Lord, we give you all the glory. I'll take one of those. It's like a buffet. I mean, you pay the one price, and you can clean up. I mean, right? Once you're past the register, you have access to a pile of plates, right? And every time you're done, there's another clean one. You can, I mean, you can literally fill it up as many times as you want. Why? Once the price is paid, you have access to everything. And I tell you, once the price has been paid, and thank God, that was before us. It's already here. We are. Price is already paid. We're in the door. We're past the register. Now go ahead and pick something out. Amen. What? Whatever you need. Whatever you need of all the blessings of God, of all of His grace, of all of His favor, all of His blessings. Amen. You just go and load it up. Amen. I need a little extra of one of those. Yeah, I get that. Sometimes you do need an extra one of those. What should you do? Appropriate. Amen. The next time you go to a buffet, you might use this language. Tell them at the register, I'm going to start appropriating as soon as I get past you. I'm going to appropriate all these blessings for my life because the price has been paid. Amen. And now that we're in the kingdom, I mean, you may not be, but you can get in. You can get in. The price has already been paid. Really, you can just walk in. Amen. And just start appropriating. Taking for one's use. I'm going to take for my use my healing. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12 reads this way. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and so forth. I want you to notice that language. Lay hold on eternal life. What is the good fight of faith? It's simply this, I'm going to lay hold of what's been provided for me. In other words, eternal life is available. Eternal life has been provided. I need to grab onto it. Yeah. I mean, think for a moment. If you were to fall off a cliff of some kind and you slipped over the edge and you were, you know, maybe several feet down and you were hanging onto a rock. And it was, you know, it was, you would die if you fell all the way down and you're hanging on for your life. And then I come up over the ledge and say, hey, what's going on? You know, and you see me up there and you're, you know, in a very tough situation. And you say, Pastor, help! Get me out of here! Save me! You know, and you're crying out for help. And I say, all right. And I find a rope. And I throw the rope over down near you. Are you saved? Are you rescued? Is your life out of danger? What do you need to do? You need to lay hold of eternal life. You need to lay hold of your help, of your solution. That's what we do. By faith. What do? We acknowledge the Lord has thrown us a rope. The rope is available. It's thrown towards everyone. But we still, our part in this is lay hold. Our part is take for my use. Appropriate. I need to grab onto it. And when I do, that's my rescue. That's my healing. That's my help. Yeah. Yeah, so this is our heart expression. This is our heart belief, is I am just looking to the Word of God, the promise of God, the fact of His redemptive power available to me. I'm looking to that as my solution, and I'm going to grab onto it. My faith says, yep, I'm grabbing on, and I'll never let it go, because if I let it go, I'm in trouble. So, therefore, I'm not going to let go. Yeah. Amen. You're familiar, some of you, I'm saying this, but I don't know where everyone is. Another verse in Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, where Jesus said that when you pray, you should believe that you receive and you shall have. The word receive, there is the word take. The Greek word translated there, lambano, means to take. So when I call on the name of the Lord, what am I doing? I'm believing that I am grabbing onto the rope. I'm believing that I'm filling my plate up. I'm believing that I am embracing, holding on to. I will never let go. I believe that I'm taking it for my own personal use and benefit. Do you know that the Lord is glorified when you make use of what he died for? You know the Lord gets no glory at all if he paid such a very high price, and he did. Past tense, it already happened. He suffered. He took stripes for our healing. The Lord gets no glory at all if after Jesus suffered, we suffer also. But the Lord is glorified when you grab the rope. Come on, that's what it was made for. The Lord is glorified when you fill up your plate. The Lord is glorified when you click download. The Lord is glorified when you say, bless God, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go grab onto this. I'm going to hold onto this. I'm going to appropriate this for my life. I will not be sick another day in my life. I will not let this disease eat me up. I will not suffer and live a limited life because of this infirmity or because of this birth defect or because of this injury. I will not live without what Jesus paid for me to receive. And that tenacity, that bulldog, I'm going to grab onto it, I'm not going to let go, actually gives God glory. I tell you, we think of praising God, and sometimes we may only think of it as I lift my hands and I shout and I sing and I give glory to him in that way, or I bow my knees to him. And no doubt those are wonderful expressions to give God praise, but he is glorified when you use what he has purchased for you. Amen. Come on now, somebody. You should glorify the Lord today. You should glorify the Lord. How should you? By taking full advantage of everything he has provided. Amen. So we are today not tapping into something that doesn't exist, but rather we are tapping into what already is. It's just a fact. Healing is an accomplished fact. Just as the room is full of air, it is full of healing. There is healing in the atmosphere. It exists all over the planet. Why? Because of the time in which we live, we are past the point of purchase. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And now it's here for everyone to receive. Yeah. So here's the deal, you guys. No need for anyone to disqualify themselves. No need for anyone to start self-analyzing and saying, well, I don't know if I'm qualified. Jesus qualified you. If it were based upon your good works and your efforts and your goodness and your holiness, Jesus is unnecessary. But the fact is, we've all failed, so let's not even base it upon that. Let's go to Jesus and say, thank you for what you've already done. I lay hold. I'm going to take mine now. Do it with a smile, by the way. Huh? Amen. Years ago, Amy and I were on a cruise ship. Floating buffet, you know. We got on this thing, and the very, you know, first day, you get on in the middle of the day, and it's lunchtime, and so we went over to get some lunch, and there was a guy sitting a couple, you know, tables away, earshot distance, and he was admiring the spread, and I still remember it to this day, because he was just so overwhelmed with happiness. He thought, this is the first day, and look at this. And he was just like thrilled. Hallelujah. His faith was working for him. Huh? How's your faith working for you? Come on now, when you see what's available to you in Christ and you know what he's already paid for, what does it do? Oh, wow. You mean like this is the rest of my life? You mean like for the rest of my time, I know heaven, that'll be good because there's no problems there. But for the rest of my life, I can access all of God's blessings because what? Jesus on the cross. This is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you tonight for what you're doing in us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your healing power. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for that anointing that heals the sick, destroys every yoke of bondage. Thank you that it sets the captive free. And Lord, we speak life and healing and recovery to everybody. Yeah, we give you praise and we give you thanks. For your life is in us today. Your strength is in us today. And thank you for your healing now. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is good. God is good. We're going to do this a little bit different. But before we do that, someone's got problems in their right shoulder. Been giving you issues. Who am I talking about there? Problems in your right shoulder. Would you, if your right shoulder is giving you issues, come down here. Let me just lay hands on you a minute, because as I stood here, that power went right on my shoulder there. And so I just want to act on that first. All right? Amen. People are going to be healed of anything and all things tonight. But, you know, we just follow the leading of the Spirit first and foremost. And I just just lay hands on you, and the power of God will go right into you and effect a healing and a cure. Amen. Now, just the right shoulder, everybody. Other things, just wait. If it's not that for you, just wait, because we'll get to you later. Amen. So thank you, Lord. So I'll just put my hands on your shoulder, and then you'll be healed. Right shoulder. In the name of Jesus, be set free by the power of God. And the game of Ludus, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now lift up that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Looks like you were stiff a little bit there. Well, we'll get to that one in a bit. I'm just going to act on what I saw. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That one will come up in a minute. All right. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for the power of God goes right into him, effects a healing and a cure. In Jesus' name, we lay hold of it. We grab onto it now. Thank you, Lord, that it's done. In Jesus' mighty name. Ha, ha, ha. In Jesus' name, all the pain, all the limitation goes from you. That there, Brangishte. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Release and heal. Release and heal. Vanessa. In Jesus' name. All the pain goes. Be healed in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Be healed now. Ha ha. Set free by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that problem leaves you. Thank you, Lord. Set free in Jesus' name. Ha ha. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. All the problem goes from you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Be healed now by the power of God. In the name, Arana, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, be healed now. All the pain goes. All the pain stops. Be free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. There we go. All that leaves you healed on the authority of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Now, who didn't I lay hands on yet? You? In Jesus' name. In the name. In the name. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. All the pain goes from you. Thank you, Lord. It's already done. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Oh, God is good. God is good. Go ahead and move around on that. Amen. Amen. What happened? Yeah. What happened up here, though? What was it like before? Fall out of joint. All right. And when would that happen? Just by moving it, or just when? Okay. Well, praise God. It's good to be healed. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. How's that right shoulder? It's a lot better. Amen. Amen. So we just minister to this one now. In Jesus' name, all the pain goes, all the problems leave you. Be healed on the authority of Jesus. Man, there's God right there. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It mends. It's restored. It mends and it's restored to perfection in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Move on that a little bit. Or a lot of it, whatever. Hallelujah. 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 Before you came, has it changed? It's changed some. Okay, good. That's good. Good progress. I mean, that's better than nothing, huh? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And it loosens up all the way. Full mobility, just restored. And there's God all over you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you for effecting a healing and a cure. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Lift that up some more. Hallelujah. 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 It's going up a little more. Amen. Power of God's working in you. Amen. Yeah. It's because of the spine. That what you were saying? A disc disease. What's that called? Degenerative disc disease. Yeah. 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 Jesus took stripes for you, brother. He suffered so you wouldn't have to. Degenerative disc disease. I rebuke you. Leave his body now in Jesus' name. All the pain leaves. All the limitation goes. All the feeling returns. In the neck, in the spine. Spine, be healed. Be made perfect. Every disc. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God is good. Thank you, Lord, for that healing power all over you. Ah, amen. God is good. God is good. Amen, amen. That's feeling better. Am I right? Yeah, yeah. Well, you give us a report after a little bit, and we'll see how that's improving as that works on you. Amen. All right? All right, good. Thank you, Lord. How many others, because you all went away, you came up here for that shoulder, and you can... Your pain's gone. Your limitation is gone. Lift up your hand if that's the case. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Amen. 10 hands that I could see. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't know how many were up here. Maybe that's everybody. If that's not everybody, if that's not you, power of God's working in you still. Right now. Right now. Amen. Amen. It's working in you right now until it's all better. Till it's all better. Amen. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in here. Thank you. Your grace is sufficient for us. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your strength. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, for it is finished. It is done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to stop reaching out from the inside because I'm going to I want to do this a little bit different. I didn't even try to get that word. It just kind of came on me. I'm going to have a couple people help me. I'm going to open this up for everybody who wants healing in any area. All right? And so I'm going to have Angie help me, and I'm going to have Doug help me. Where'd Doug go? Over there. And we're going to lay hands on anyone who wants it. And I'm going to not be in a real big hurry here with this. That's partly why we're going to use other people. We're going to take a little bit of time. I'm going to go off mic. Anyone who has a name, we're going to, instead of just kind of going down the line like we often do very quick, we're going to take a minute and ask you what's wrong. We're going to speak to the problem. We're going to get that thing taken care of right now, right here. And amen. And so, you know, Doug, he ministers in here sometimes and does these healing meetings, and good things happen. Angie, of course, you know, part of our healing teams, and LBC graduate, and does a lot of stuff and knows how to flow in the power of God. And so I asked them to come up and help me. And so we're going to have anyone else now for anything that you want healing in your body, go ahead and come up and just follow the usher's directions to keep order and so forth while you're up here.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Find our other messages on iTunes or visit our website at lcboise.com and follow us on social media, Life Church Boise. Thank you and have a blessed day.